Episode 320, How Today Impacts Tomorrow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha, sisters. How are you doing? I am so excited that you were here. Are you ready? Come on in. It's time to take your time and chill out and gather your wits, you know, because it's been kind of crazy. The holidays are around the corner. Can you believe you were listening to this on the eve of Thanksgiving? And I can't even believe it's here. And then after that, here in the U.S., I mean, we've got Christmas around the corner. Are you going crazy yet? Well, I'm beginning to pull my hair out. But I'm not going to. Why? Because I have you. And you bring me such joy. And you actually do kind of calm me down. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, and maybe you've just stumbled upon it, welcome to this crazy, amazing family. We are truly a community here that just serves one another. And we want to welcome you to that. If you want to know more information, you can go to createyournow.com. And by the way, we are in the middle of a 60-day push. We are trying to take out 2015 with a bang and bring massive momentum to the beginning of 2016 so we can carry it on into the new year. Why wait till the new year to start everything? We're starting right now. So we're part of the 60-day push. If you want some of that information, go ahead and text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, all one word, to the number 44222, and you will get some great tools and strategies delivered right to your inbox when you are ready to check it out. They'll be waiting for you. Okay, so I got to tell you a little bit, you know, it's all about being authentic here. And you know I'm really real with you. As a mom of five and a wife of now, I guess we're 22 and a half years. How crazy is that? We've been together for over 25 years. And I woke up this morning, got the kids ready and everything, and I don't usually jump onto social media, but I did today. And usually it's not the first thing I do. And today I did and found myself coming across a posting on Facebook. And I found out that my band director in high school had passed away, Keith Fukumoto. And I'm going to do my best to keep it together. But I have to tell you how today impacts tomorrow. Because you see, way back when, I'm originally from Hawaii, and I was born there, and then I graduated from high school there. And Mr. Fukumoto was a man of discipline. He was a man of love. He was a man of character. He had a heart of gold for every single student that entered his band room. And it's different there in Hawaii. My father was stationed there. And instead of going, they didn't have a high school on post, we went off post. And so we went in and we went to school with the locals. And I got to tell you, I was of the minority. I was the Hallie. I was the white girl. And I can remember coming in and it was right after Christmas. And I was meeting new people. And one thing I learned very fast is you take your shoes off in the band room. Well, that's something that you naturally do in Hawaii. It's out of respect for the family, the home that you're entering. There's a lot of things that go with that. We don't have time for that. But anyway, I learned really quick, really fast that those shoes better come off. And from that point on, there was just something about Mr. Fukumoto. You see, every single day, every single moment impacted the next. And it wasn't anything major. It was all the little things that he did. He would always be in the band room at the crack of dawn. You talk about a dedicated teacher. He was one who had the band room open anywhere between 6 and 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, we did have practices that early sometimes. And we would all try to roll ourselves out, but we did it. And I can remember when I was brand new, he made me feel so welcome. I didn't feel like the minority. I didn't feel like that Hallie girl, that white girl that was just kind of, well, kind of put there, and she had no choice. But I was welcomed into his home, the band room. I was welcomed into his ohana, his family. He created that area of just of feeling welcomed. To this day, I feel like I carry that on too. You see, everything that he did added up to the big stuff later on in life. The little things that we had to do with practicing. We would go and we would practice 8 measures in a piece of music over and over again. He would tell us, you need to feel the music before you play it. You need to know it before you hear it. We had to learn the backgrounds of all the variety of music we played. And oh my goodness, we played a ton of music. It was a time in my life that is precious even to this day. That when I read on social media of his passing, I stopped. Because I realized how that every single day, all the little things that he did added up to my tomorrow. And I've read hundreds of other students underneath him who say the exact same thing. So maybe you're wondering, Christiane, how does this really impact me? So what? You lost a band director. No, I didn't just lose a band director. It's what I gained from him. It was the legacy that he left based on the decisions that he did in his life. You see, there's a bigger picture than just wanting to lose weight. There's a bigger picture than just wanting to own your own business. There's a bigger picture than I want to have a clean house. There's so many bigger pictures, but we get caught up in all the daily mundanes of what we have to do, thinking that if this doesn't happen, then that's it. But you see, Mr. Fukumoto wasn't like that. He knew that every little thing that we did, every little thing that we practiced added up to the big stuff. It wasn't playing the concert at the end after we had practiced for months. It was what we did between those times that what mattered. Where are you today in leaving your legacy? How is your today impacting your tomorrow? Have you thought about what if you don't have that chance to breathe that last breath? What will be said about you? I pray that it is something of gratitude, that it is something, that woman, that man touched me in this way. Not, man, she was just too busy. She was always involved in things, but she was never really a friend. I thought I knew her, but really when I think about it, I didn't know her because she was always doing too much stuff. So as you're looking at your 60-day push, as you're looking at where you are right now in your life, what are you doing that counts? What are you doing to create impact? Because your today is going to impact tomorrow, and the decisions are all up to you. You have got to figure that out. Are you going to be so worried about what is on the outside that you forget to work on what is most important, and that's what's on the inside? Maybe you were totally hurt in a relationship. And for some reason, you sit there and you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't see beauty any longer. All you see is hurt, frustration, anger, wrinkled brows. Instead of saying and looking deep within, going, I'm hurting. I see the hurt there. It needs to heal, and I can take steps to do that. So then when you do look in the mirror, you see a heart of gold, a smiling face, a woman that carries hope, and faith and love. A lot of times we are just kind of consumed, basically, with the little things. I can remember somewhere in my readings on Facebook at one point this week, there was actually a comment about a mouse. And the woman who made the comment, she's a friend of mine, made the comment. She was like, okay, well, I thought I was going to be worried about this mouse, but I don't see that it's going to be a big problem. However, then I opened up my silverware drawer and I saw all the little droppings. She goes, now the fight's on. Why does it take something of almost to the negativity part, something of being so either hurtful or negative for us to wake up? Instead of pausing for a moment and living in a state of gratitude, saying, you know what? What I do today is going to impact tomorrow. What I need to do is search for the little wins and not always try to go for the gusto all the time. It's the little things that add up. Are you doing the little things in your life to get you where you want to be in your 60-day push? Or are you too focused on maybe the timed goals? Because you're thinking that those are the big things. That is what makes a difference in the world, are the big things. But it's not. You see, Mr. Fukumoto, he would come in early. He would leave late. He taught us that we had to take care of our home. And when we closed up the band room, we all cleaned up. We all cleaned up. We got our vacuum out. We didn't have a janitor that came in. We took out the trash in the band room. All trash cans were emptied. Gum was never allowed in the band room. Heaven forbid shoes to be allowed. Remember that? And I can remember, though, always the smell of his coffee. He was he loved his coffee. He loved his coffee. And if you wanted to make his day, you always made sure Mr. Fukumoto had a fresh pot of coffee. Made our practice times much better. It was in those times of rehearsals. It was in those times after school that we'd be sitting around in a circle and he would come and hang out and he would say, how was your test today? I saw you studying for it. How'd it go? You see, he cared about the little things. He cared from the inside out. Are you living today from the inside out? Or are you looking specifically from the outside in? Are you more worried about what the world is seeing on the outside as your reflection? Or are you worried about what you are giving from the inside? You see, at some point, our life here on earth will be complete. What is the legacy that you are leaving behind? How your today impacts tomorrow. There is something that you can do, because guess what? Yeah, here at Create Your Now, there is always hope. And as much as I miss Mr. Fukumoto already, and he hasn't even been gone for 24 hours yet, I know what he taught me will live on forever. And I know what I learned from him is far greater than any musical note on a page that we played. It's greater than anything that we won in Expo of 86 on that awesome trip that we took together and toured all the way up to Canada. The memories that we have, the crazy parties in the band room. Mr. Fukumoto was a man of honor. He led his life from the inside out. How do you choose to live your life today? If you want to live from the inside out, let me give you your kiss. Remember, this is the keep it simple strategy. You need to do the little things which will create impact. You need to do the little things which will create impact. How do you do that? Number one, you start small. Start small. You need to focus on those daily goals. Those daily goals is what's going to end up being your tomorrow. So if you're trying to eat healthier, then you need to start today with one meal at a time. Every single meal, say, is this what I'm using to fuel my body? Is it going to fuel it the way I need it to? Because tomorrow your body is going to be responding to what you put in it today. How today impacts tomorrow. So start small. Number two, build consistency. Those little daily goals that you're working on are going to become your what? Your habits. So it becomes easier. You want to be an author of a book and you want to write. Well, you need to be writing. Well, you can't sit down and say, I'm going to write 3 chapters today. Maybe you can, but if you haven't been writing, you kind of sit down and for a few moments, you get a little dry. You're like, I don't have any more words, or just not coming out right. And then you get frustrated. But you create those little daily goals of, okay, I really haven't written much, but I'm going to aim for 500 words today. And I'm going to do that every single day. Then those 500 words, pretty soon, you'll be sitting down going, gosh, I remember when I was trying to write 500 and now 2,000 is a blink. Build consistency. Number three, create impact. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. Be the change. Create impact. What you do now, the little things, are going to create the impact that you will leave for tomorrow. What are you leaving? How are you doing that? Create the impact. You see here, I-M-P-A-C-T, impact is I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. Be the change. Mr. Fukumoto was exactly that. He was a man of impact. He loved from the inside out. He did everything from the inside out. What do you choose to do today? Are you ready for the kiss? Are you ready to do the little things that are going to create impact for tomorrow? I know you are. So don't get caught up in looking at the big, huge thing of, I got to get that timed goal. I got to be an author. I want to say I wrote a book. So you're going to write a quick ebook and say, I'm finished with it. Woohoo! Does that really matter? Or is it all the little things that added up to that? Yeah, it's the little things. Why? Because that's what people really notice. Your book will come and go. Whether it's a New York Times bestseller or whether it's one that you sell hundreds and thousands on your website, that's going to come and go. But what you've done today is going to impact your tomorrow. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. Much aloha and mahalo to the Fukumoto Ohana. You will always be in my heart. I love you all so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.